1-800-449-8686.
I just want to start the show off with just one thing, if you just indulge me. Please indulge me.
My nuts!
It don't get any better than that. If you missed yesterday's show, then you missed the whole setup for that. And I ain't about to tell you what the setup was. Yeah, it was funnier. It's funny by itself, but if you missed the show, you don't know the setup. Forgive the theatrics, please indulge me.
Say you say,
oh, my nuts!
By the way, do you know anybody that when they laugh, they go... Well, my wife does that. My lovely wife. Yes, when I think of my lovely wife, Maria, I think of her laughter. The tittering of her laughter above a beautiful fall day. And then the song comes to mind.
Say you say,
oh, my nuts!
Oh, gee, how sophomoric, Phil. What could you possibly be laughing at? We don't get it. You don't get it because you maybe didn't hear yesterday's show. However, if you log on to philhenryshow.com, we have a 30-day archive. You can look it up right now. So if you had missed yesterday's show, you could say, wait a second, I want to find out what he's talking about. You could go to the website. You could log on. You go directly to the archive because you're already logged on. You already have your password. You already have your subscription. You go to yesterday's archived show. You look up the hour with, it was with Vernon and the whole Frank Sinatra My Way hour. And check it out, and there you go. But you must do it, philhenryshow.com. All right, let's move on now to our program and what we want to talk about this hour. Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, and I don't know how my producer, Janice Ungaro, and Chris Pelton, our associate producer, got a hold of this gentleman. Now, get that out of here. My understanding is that this man lives in Corona, California. Is the lawsuit strictly being filed against your mother-in-law, sir, or...
No, sir. The lawsuit is directed at my mother-in-law. Yes, I'm sorry. It is directed at my mother-in-law, but it also is directed at my wife, and it's confusing.
Well, all I know is that you have a problem at your home. You make the... Does this have something to do with Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right, now... The way I understood it from my producers, you make the cranberry sauce every year at your traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's what I do every year. That's the traditional thing that I do. My children enjoy it. It's the one thing my kids love. We're having my wife's parents over. My parents are in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't get along with my parents that well, but we do have my wife's parents come over, and I make the cranberry sauce every year. That's my traditional thing that I make. I make it with some orange juice. I make it a special way that my children love very much, and everybody seems to love it.
Now, how does your mother-in-law fit into this?
My mother-in-law was diagnosed this past summer with melanoma.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. So my wife is using this, though, to say to me this year that her mother gets to make the cranberry sauce because she has cancer and she may not live out the next 9 months, and which is what I do every year. Now, they used this because 3 years ago, my wife's brother was convicted of murder, which it was a homicide in a workplace deal. He had...
Your wife's brother was convicted of what?
He was convicted of murder.
And it was a homicide in the workplace?
He had shot, I think, he'd shot a half a dozen people at a maintenance yard that he worked at. And it was very traumatic, and everyone was grief-stricken that this boy was going to go to prison for the rest of his life. And so I said, yeah, okay, that year he could make the cranberry sauce because the man had lost his freedom. I said it was okay, but my wife promised that would be the last time anyone else would make it. And that's what's pivotal here, Mr. Henry. My wife promised me 3 years ago when her brother-in-law made the cranberry sauce, I said, all right, he can do it because he was going to go to prison.
But this year you want to make it even though she wants her mother to make it.
That's right.
But her mother has cancer, and she may be dead, you said, within the next 9 months.
That is true, but also she had told me that I get to make it no matter what, because her brother had been gone into prison. But that was it. I would never let my throne of the cranberry sauce be given up again, even though nothing might happen about it. See, and I'm very nervous.
That's okay. So what I'm getting here is you traditionally make the cranberry sauce at your family home, but your mother-in-law is going to make it this year because she's dying of cancer?
Yes, well, that's what my wife says.
And you don't want her to do that?
No, I don't.
Isn't that a little selfish?
No, not if you take into consideration that 3 years ago I let her brother...
Okay, so her brother made it 3 years ago because he was going to be going to prison for murder.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
So that was the one time that you let somebody else make the cranberry sauce?
That was the one time I let someone else make the cranberry sauce because it was a traumatic event for the entire family. Her brother had been convicted of this horrible crime. He was going to go to prison. He is at present in Rayford State Prison in Florida. For the charge of multiple homicide, and we were all traumatized by that. So I said, all right, I would let him, Wayne could make the cranberry sauce.
And that was his name, Wayne?
That was her brother's name, yeah. So he made the cranberry sauce. Now her mom has cancer. She may die. They say she may not make it to Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That was the latest they heard. That was the latest on it that they heard from the doctor. But I'm standing on principle, and my principle is she promised me that I would always, always, always make the cranberry sauce.
But the woman is dying of cancer, so if this is a gift that your wife wants to give to her, why wouldn't you let her do that?
Because, first of all, she may not die. Second of all, I had been promised that I could make it, okay? See, this is the thing of principle. I know she's dying of cancer, and I know that it has spread. They say now that it has spread to her lymph nodes. But
don't you realize that if cancer like that spreads to the lymph nodes, that's it? It's over? So in other words, she's not going to make it till next year.
Okay, and I understand that.
Do you get along with this woman?
I get along with her very well, yes, sir.
Well, then why wouldn't you let her have this?
Because I always teach my children about principle, and it's the principle of it. The principle of it is that I had been promised that I could make the cranberry sauce. And after Wayne had been convicted of multiple homicide, now he went in at Rayford, and they said that they might give him a work furlough to come visit us, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Not if the guy's been convicted of 6 homicides. He's not getting any work furlough. Is he on death row?
He is, right. They convicted him of murder, yes, sir.
Is he on death row? What was it? What was his sentence?
He was convicted, he got life without parole.
So it's not death?
No, sir.
So life without parole, he's not getting any work furlough to join you guys for Thanksgiving dinner, okay? I'm amazed that he got out long enough so that he could, was he out on bail or something?
Yeah, they had posted there was a $2 million bail.
$2 million bail on a guy that, what did he do? He shot 6 guys at a maintenance yard?
Yes, sir. But that's neither here nor there.
No, I know that's not what we're talking about, but I'm just amazed. Your wife's brother-in-law goes in for a multiple homicide, so he got to make the cranberry sauce because everybody was feeling sorry for him.
Because we knew that he would never breathe another free ounce of air again. Okay, now with her mother, she might live, and then what if she wants to make the cranberry sauce every year? What if she wants to make it next year? See, that's the whole point, and that's what I teach my children. It's about principle. And
okay, I'm going to have to interrupt you here for just a minute, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who's filed a lawsuit. And there's some other stuff involved in this, too. There's some other legal questions involved. He filed a lawsuit. His mother-in-law is going to be making the cranberry sauce this year at Thanksgiving. He's made it every year, but because she's dying of cancer, his wife asked that her mother make it, and he doesn't want her to make it because he gave up his rights to the cranberry sauce 3 years ago when her brother-in-law was convicted of a multiple homicide and went into prison for life without parole. I don't understand, you know, why cranberry sauce is more important than issues of life without parole and cancer. In any event, he's suing his own wife, or he is asking to sue his own wife, possibility of attempted murder, she might try and kill him, and attempted murder of his relationship with his kids. The kids and he have been on the outs since he had their dachshund put to sleep. things have been tense, but when he makes the cranberry sauce, apparently they like it. It's his only connection to his children. Let me just get him back on. Steve, is that the case that this is the... Oh, please with that. Steve, is this the only connection with your kids?
Right. Yes, sir. My children love the cranberry sauce that I make. If my wife does not allow me to make it for Thanksgiving, my children will see me as just another piece of dirt in their life. And
what was this you had their dachshund put to sleep?
I had the animal put to sleep because it had urinated on some things of mine, and I just don't like animals at all. It's not unusual. I hate animals. That's all. So I had it put to sleep, and it might have been wrong. So I made the cranberry sauce, and that's what reconnected me with my kids.
So if you don't make the cranberry sauce this year,
I don't make the cranberry sauce this year. Now they will hit me again.
You don't like animals either.
I'm not real fond of them, no, sir.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, he hates animals. He had his kids' dachshund put to sleep. His only real connection to his kids is the cranberry sauce. He makes it Thanksgiving. Now his mother-in-law is going to make it because she's dying of cancer and may not be there next year. He doesn't think that's fair because he gave up his rights to have the cranberry sauce 3 years ago to his wife's brother, who's in jail for life without parole for the murder of 6 people at a maintenance yard. And he made the cranberry sauce that year. There it is. 1-800-449-8. Can you believe some people? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
You call this a moral dilemma?
Yeah, see, the moral dilemma is that's what's really fascinating about this. On account that my mother-in-law is dying from cancer, should I let her make the cranberry sauce this year, or do I stand on principle and say, no, I get to make the cranberry sauce because 5 years ago I got hosed on account her brother was going to go into prison. But now she promised, so I believe that I have the right to make the cranberry sauce. So, see, it's kind of an interesting... A moral dilemma. I had tried to call on a Dr. Laura Kissinger show, but I could not get through on a program to talk about that.
Well, we're talking about it now, and you're threatening a lawsuit, so it goes beyond moral dilemmas. It's going into the area of legality, where you want to sue your wife for emotional cruelty and the possibility of attempted murder. What do you mean she might try and kill you?
If I make the cranberry sauce this year and her mom doesn't, and her mother dies from cancer, then she may try to kill me because she's angry.
She may try to kill you because... All right, let me go to a phone call here, okay? We got some people calling, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Catherine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, what's shaking?
How you doing?
Good. Listen, I was listening to Mr. Bozell. Is that his name? Mr. Bozell?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I was just... Is this a real call? I mean, are you really being serious about cranberry sauce?
What? I don't understand. Are you a real call?
Yeah.
Okay,
but, I mean,
because I'm talking about something that I do with my, I'm talking about something I do with my family. I don't know if you have Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah, I'm.
But I have Thanksgiving with my family every year.
For Thanksgiving.
Okay, and I do the cranberry sauce every year.
Okay, how would you feel
children,
if that was your mother and somebody was throwing a bitch fit about that?
Excuse me. I gave her brother-in-law, who's in jail for the murder of 6 people.
Hey, that's your fault.
That's my fault. I didn't kill no 6 people, and he gets to make the cranberry sauce. How come he gets to?
You're gonna condone it by letting him fix the cranberry sauce? I mean, if your kid.
No, I'm saying every year.
I mean,
my kids.
Look, you've had the dog put to sleep, right? I can't believe I'm talking about this,
Mr. Henry. When you have children, maybe you'll understand.
I have 4 of them, thank you very much. You had the dog put to sleep. Your kids got angry. You made the cranberry sauce to try to make it up to them, right?
Yes, sir, and it is an area of connection for me and my children. Now, just because my wife's mother, who lays out in the sun in Palm Springs, California, to the point where she's got skin like a baseball mitt, now she's got melanoma. That's not my fault. I didn't make her lay out in this. I didn't take her out of her condominium or trailer and say, now you have to lay and get sun. Go
Mr.
get
Bozell?
Sun.
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you really listening to yourself?
Are you listening to yourself?
I mean, you put a dog to sleep. you're letting your
let me ask you something. Don't you have no family?
Cranberry sauce, but you're going to let some convicted killer go ahead and lick the bowl? Are you kidding me? I mean, hello?
Lick the bowl. You said lick the bowl twice. What's that mean?
I mean, it's just.
Is that some kind of a New Mexico expression? The rest of the country doesn't get
it. It is.
Yeah, I'll bet you it is. Well, let me tell you something.
Who's gonna
We're out here in California. We've got more a sophisticated way of dealing with things. So.
Oh yeah, because down here in New Mexico, we don't know anything about no.
Well,
cranberry sauce.
I mean, you don't have no towns bigger than you could spit from one city limit to the next. So, we got L.A., we got San Francisco, and we also have San Diego, too. And you don't have no town as big as that.
Yeah, and which
what's that got to do? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, she's talking like she's big stuff. She's going down to the feed store in Santa Fe and picking up mule feed, feeding it to her children, too.
Get it right.
Hey, that dog peed on four or five places on the rug, and that's why I had the mutt put down, okay?
All right, 1-800-4... Okay, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Conrad. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Mr. Bozell?
Yeah?
I think you need to change your name to Mr. Moron.
Well, maybe you ought to change your name to Mr. Butt Area.
Nobody can stop you from doing nothing. You can
rent a motel. If they don't want me to make the cranberry sauce, who's going to eat it?
What do you mean, who's going to eat it?
Who's going to eat it if her mother's going to eat
it? If what you said was the truth and they like your cranberry sauce so daggone much, they'll eat it.
No, because they won't know who's is who's and what's what.
So why don't you just go rent your motel room and make it and bring it over there?
Why? I tell you what, why don't you just come to my house, all right, and explain all this to my kids? Because you ain't making no sense to me.
You said your wife wasn't going to let you make
That's exactly
it.
Correct,
cannot,
sir, on account of the fact that her mother's got cancer.
Is she going to cut your arms off?
Hey, let me tell you what. Are you married?
If she cuts them off, you know they got quadriplegic devices.
Are you married?
They can make you new
ones. Hey, are you married? No, I don't think you are. First of all, you live in St. Petersburg. Second of all...
Well, whatever that's got to do with it.
Well, if you're married, you got to do what your wife tells you to do. Everybody knows that.
No, I don't know that. I'm married.
Well, buddy, wait till you're married a while.
Here is Elena on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Elena, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Mr. Bozell.
Cranberries represent a part of myself on connecting with my kids.
I got it. Go ahead, Elena.
Well, first of all, this is the first time I've ever called in, so I've never done this before, a talk show. But
well, ma'am, it's really not about you. It's about me and my relationship with my children.
Well, this has to be a total joke, because if it's not a joke, then you are, because if you think this is a relationship
Well,
with
you're
your
the
kids,
one calling into a talk show, lady, okay? I'm talking about my relationship with my children, all right? I'm talking about my relationship with my children and the fact that they have had no time with me.
You killed their dog, pal. You killed the dog. You put the dog down. And now you got your cranberry sauce, and the fact that her convicted felon brother made the cranberry sauce means that the other guy had a good point. Why don't you just make it and bring it to the house? Blair, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a few comments. If you're worried about principles with your kids, I think you need to be worried about a little bit more if they're going to think you're dirt because you don't make cranberry
sauce. How come I'm having
to
answer all these questions?
What?
How come I'm having to answer all these questions from the people that I don't even met?
These are people calling the show. They want to ask you some questions.
I'm not asking you a question. I'm just thinking that you have more to worry about than principal if your kids think you're dirt because you can't make cranberry sauce.
No, they think I'm dirt because I had their dog put to sleep.
Well, why didn't you just put the dog outside? It wouldn't be on any of your clothes then.
Hey, I had the dog put to sleep. Okay? Why weren't you born a boy? Okay? It would have been a lot easier to talk to you about things. Okay?
Look at Bozell. Here's a...
And I'd be thank you to call me Mr. Bozell.
Mr. Bozell.
People call up and laugh at me?
Look it. You're the guy that went and put the dog to sleep, so you have to reestablish your relationship with your kids by making cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. Your wife's brother, you let him make it. Now the mother wants to make it, and you're going to sue your wife for attempted murder of your relationship with your kids. All of this, sir, could be easily rectified if you just...
What'd you call me?
I didn't call you anything. I said rectified if you just went... Look, at 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Call me rectum.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On account of everybody making fun of me.
Well, we're just trying to understand what you're saying. Phil Hendry here with Stephen Bozell. He is a citizen of Corona, California. He's filing a lawsuit or is considering a lawsuit against his wife. Every year, he makes cranberry sauce for his family. This year, his wife has asked if her mother could make it because her mother is dying of cancer. Mr. Bozell doesn't want to do that because 3 years ago, he gave up his right to make the cranberry sauce for his wife's brother, who is a convicted murderer. Sounds like you've got an in-law problem.
Yeah, well, I've tried to be fair to them.
But the other point is that you want to make this cranberry sauce to keep a connection with your children because you had their dog put to sleep.
That is correct.
That there's something you're not telling me.
Well, it's just that.
I mean, why would you have the dog put to sleep?
I had told you that, and maybe I had not told you, but I like whipped squash. And every Thanksgiving we have whipped squash. And if you've ever had butternut squash, when it's whipped, it looks like kind of mashed potatoes, but it's just delicious. I love it so very deeply. And my wife put down a plate of whipped squash on the table, and that's when my daughter Ashley said, "That looks like it come out of Fletcher's butt." And I backhanded her. She said, actually...
You hit your daughter because she said what?
Well, she actually said, "Ooh, Daddy's going to eat what comes out of Fletcher's butt."
And Fletcher was the dachshund.
Right.
So she thought the whipped squash looked like it came out of the dog's rear end.
Yes, sir, she did.
And you smacked your daughter, and I can understand...
After that incident, my daughter got a... She got a wandering eye, and every time she looks at me, she's also looking at the kettle on the stove, and it hurts me terribly.
All right, let me go to another call here. Lee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, for Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. You can make this cranberry sauce any Sunday, any day of the week, can't you?
Anyway, what's your problem? What do you need?
Well, my problem is, why don't you talk to your kids like an adult and explain to them why you're going to let Grandma make this cranberry sauce this year?
No, I make it for them every Thanksgiving. If you have children, you understand. You make a promise to a child, you don't break it.
Sir, children are a little more mature than they are maybe when you were growing up, but you might want to think and
I smacked my daughter. Don't you understand? I hit my daughter. I've never hit my children in my life.
Well, there you go.
How long ago was this?
That. Make them fight. Make it for them tomorrow. But, you know,
gotta
this,
be
a dying, this is a dying woman here. At least let her make the cranberry
sauce.
How
do I know she's going to die? How do I know for sure she'll die?
How do you know tomorrow you're not going to die?
There's a good
point.
Then
she'll be forced to make. It doesn't really matter.
That's
you
a
know,
good
this
point.
Is a grown-up, this is a grown-up decision here.
When my daughter
you're being very childish about
how am I being childish? I let her brother make it. This guy is in jail for killing six people.
Right. Well, you know, that's not the point. The point is,
that's
you can
not
make
the
it
point. I let this guy make the cranberry sauce for my kids.
Next year, are you going to lose your turn if you don't make it this year?
Yes, I will. I'll lose my turn.
Well, whose turn is it next year?
Next year, it's my brother-in-law's turn again.
The one that's in jail.
Yes, sir.
So take his turn.
I can't take his turn. It's his turn. This guy is inside for killing six people. I take
his
turn on the cranberry sauce. What do you think he's going to do to me? Well, I'm sorry.
How are you going to get the cranberry sauce from him?
First of all, he's going to mail it from jail, or we go pick it up. I don't know. My wife said we can go pick it up. That's number one. Number two, this guy killed six people. If I take his cranberry turn away from him, what do you think he's going to do to me?
He killed six people. He doesn't really deserve to make cranberry sauce.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, what are you going to do? You take your cranberry sauce turn away from the guy. What's he going to do? Seek you out and kill you?
Let me tell you, you want to mess with a guy who's convicted of murder?
The guy's in prison for the rest of his life.
I will let the dying woman make the sauce if she agrees to... If she can somehow die before next Thanksgiving, that's all I'm saying. If it can be assured that
you're a horrible man.
No, sir, I'm trying.
What part of California you
I want
there?
You to. What,
I want to know not to go there.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
You put your dog to sleep. You want to make sure you'll let her make it if she dies before the next Thanksgiving. Sir, do you hear yourself?
That's the only way it's fair.
In other words, you're going to let her make it if she can assure you she'll die before next Thanksgiving.
That's the only way it's fair.
Sir, you're a grown-up. Sometimes life's not fair.
You are
an adult, and you sound like you're up in years. I understand you might want to get this done, but let Grandma make it.
I am simply saying I told my attorney if she could draw up some kind of a contract between myself and Marjorie, who is my mother-in-law, that she agrees to die before but that she'll die before next Thanksgiving, then okay, I'll let her make the cranberry sauce.
Wait a minute. You contacted your attorney.
Yes, sir.
Sir, are you a God-fearing man?
I beg pardon?
Are you a God-fearing man?
Yes, sir. I believe in Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm glad
and
to
his
hear
ministry
it, well,
on his
I don't
earth.
Think he'd really like you right now. Do you,
what am
so?
I doing wrong? What's wrong? All I'm asking for is a guarantee that she will die before next Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, that makes you just as bad as your brother, huh? You want her dead now before next Thanksgiving?
My brother,
sir,
he killed six
you're
people.
You're a sad man.
He walked onto a maintenance.
He I'm glad on, I don't know you.
Sir, he walked onto a maintenance yard with an AK-47 and took out four guys sitting
sir, I don't want to know what he did. This is about cranberry sauce and a diagram.
What are we talking about? A woman with cancer, cranberry sauce, and a multiple homicide in a maintenance yard? What are we talking about here? Plus, a dog squashed that looks like it came out of the dog's butt, a smacked child. You've got a hell of a...
Now, let's not forget my lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, and your lawsuit. I forgot about that. Lee, thank you very much for your call.
I appreciate it. I think both you guys, just as soon as you get kids of your own, you'll understand.
I got kids of my own, okay? I understand. You got kids of your own, Lee?
No, sir, I sure don't, but I was raised a little better than that man's talking.
Sir, that's why you don't understand, because you don't have no kids of your own, and you've never had a child say that the squash...
Sir, I babysat my nephews and nieces.
And some kids come up to you and says,
yeah, they do spill. They spill on the carpet, sir, but you know what? Do I put them to sleep? Hell no.
Well, let me ask something. If you had squash in front of you and some kid looked at you and said, that looks like a cup of
cat's butt. Sir, it is a child, sir.
Well,
she's a child, or she is a child.
She thinks I'm eating a dog's poo.
They say things that they don't even know what they're saying.
The kid may think you're eating the dog's poo. It doesn't mean you are eating the dog's poo, does it?
No, but after she said it looked like dog poo, then I couldn't eat it because it reminded
me
of that.
You know, I'm glad you can't eat your squash, sir.
Can't eat my squash.
You know, I'm so glad.
I can't even eat the squash anymore because it reminds me of what comes out of my dog's ass.
I'm glad.
And I didn't eat dog poo anymore either.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bastards.
Okay. 1-800-449-8. Let's just hear it one more time. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Just a moment of reflection.
Say you say,
ah, my nuts!
And now, Phil Hendry.
The voice of Steve Bozell was performed by me in the preceding bit, and all of the callers were real people thinking he was a real guy talking to him about his A, cranberry sauce, B, dog that he had put to sleep after his daughter made the remark that the buttered squash sitting in front of him looked like it came out of the dog's rear end, C, his mother-in-law with cancer, and finally, D, his brother-in-law convicted of a multiple homicide who also traditionally makes cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. And there you go. You want to find out more about the Phil Hendry Show? It's our website, philhenryshow.com. Today we've got a Phil Hendry Polls America question that was kind of a trick question, and most people failed. Most people flunked the question miserably. Now get a load of this question that I asked. You're going to dig it. You're going to really dig it. Here it is. Would you be in favor of America offering Osama bin Laden sanctuary? Would you be in favor of America offering Osama bin Laden sanctuary? 85% said no. 15% said yes. How could you answer no to a question like that? How could you answer no to a question like that? The question is, would you be in favor of America offering Osama bin Laden sanctuary? And most people said, no, they would not be in favor of that. I would be 185 billion percent in favor of us offering Osama bin Laden sanctuary. I would be absolutely in favor of that. And I would be even more in favor of it were he to accept. And as he steps off the plane, and you cap him right there at the top of the little stairway as he's waving to the crowd, just like the Beatles coming down the ramp at Kennedy, you know, that'd be a picture that Life Magazine, People Magazine, Us, and Entertainment Weekly would love. And I know what you're going to say. You say, well, now, wait a minute, Phil. It wouldn't be right of us to offer him sanctuary and then cap his ass. He'd be the only guy who thought we were serious if he actually flew here. Because consider this. If America offered Osama bin Laden sanctuary, there isn't anybody in the world that would take us seriously. There's no country that would take us seriously. There's the American people couldn't I would have said this morning the American people couldn't possibly take us seriously. But look at it, the result of this poll. Maybe they would. So everybody's in on the joke except dumbass who says, oh, okay, if you want to offer me sanctuary, I'll fly there. Forget about whether he's at the top of the stairs. As the plane is landing, you just go right ahead, right out over the Atlantic, just a little Stinger missile, just... I'd be in favor of that word, not for the, you know, innocent pilot. Give the guy a parachute. Give the pilot a parachute and everybody else. You just knock that thing out of the sky. Can you imagine that knucklehead? See, nobody will take him, and that's what I've been hearing on the news. No one is going to want this guy, right? No, Pakistan don't want... Nobody wants this cat because this guy's nothing but trouble. This guy is nothing but serious trouble. This guy showed his big, ugly mug one too many times, and look what it did for the Taliban. Oh, they're in love with him today, aren't they? I bet you I'd love to see the scene in the cave. Well, thanks a lot.
What did I do?
What did you do? I'm in a cave. I was in the presidential palace. I didn't know. You didn't know. Thanks very much, Osama. That's great. You said you'd come here and you'd build a big base and give us a lot of money and we'd be just kicking ass, right?
No, you would have the Muslim state.
Yeah, the Muslim state. Right now, my ass is up. I'm up to my ass in dirt clods here, okay? Thank you very much. I didn't know the guy. You didn't know the guy was going to blow up the world. Thanks, you dirty. I bet you they're having just marvelous conversations right now. I bet you, yeah, how do you like that? You make friends with a guy. You make friends with a guy, and the next thing you know, your house is burned to the ground and your car's been stolen. But you're going to stick with him, right? You're going to stick with that guy through thick or thin. You're my bud, man. We're in this together, yeah. If it hadn't been for you moving in, I'd still have a house and a car and a girlfriend. But, A, you make love to my girlfriend, you burn my house down, and you steal my car. But you know what? You're my pal. I would love it if we'd offer Osama bin Laden sanctuary. Nobody else is going to offer this guy sanctuary. So right now, apparently, he is holed up in some cave. He's in some hole. Whatever it is. He's probably got a Coleman tent. He's got a nice Coleman tent and a Winnebago. He's just got... All I got to do is just look for a nice RV parked with a couple of cups of coffee around a fire. Just... Oh, man. Beautiful, isn't it? Have you seen the pictures from Afghanistan? For those of us who live in California, it looks a lot like California, doesn't it? Craig doesn't know. The last TV he watched, it was like Myth 2. No. Sims. No. Have you seen it? It looks like the dead. It looks like the high desert of California. And I could easily see just a Winnebago. Man, this looks like a good place here. I don't know. Have you got electricity? Yes, we do. Bin Laden. Five people? Okay. Ranger comes out with the Smokey the Bear hat. How y'all doing, okay? You folks be here for a few nights? Yeah, no problem. Now the water's right over there, and the Port of John's down there. Here's your own toilet paper. Got a little gift shop up here. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll go up and check it out. You got cable? Yes, we do over there. Okay, great. Pulls out the TV set, plugs it in. Anyway, okay, so I'm laughing. So I'm making, some giggles about it. Why not? The guy's dead meat. When are they going to bring his head out of the cave is all I'm asking. That's all I want to know is what could be a better sight than a United States Special Forces soldier bringing two heads out of the cave? One of them that Omar cat and the other guy that bin Laden. And then a nice big, with a big grin on his face, a big picture. You put that one right up with the Marines pushing the flag up on Iwo Jima. There you go. Boys, it's sweet. Come on. Come on. You guys know it feels sweet. Doesn't it feel sweet? Come on. Everybody's acting like, oh, I don't know. This is going to get us into another, oh gosh, oh, gee. Oh, come on. This is great. After what happened on September the 11th, you got to love this. These Taliban guys, they're gone. Now they got this guy on the run cave to cave. And they've got thermal and gas imaging, whatever that is. They can see when a warm body emerges from a cave. And some of these caves they've been hitting, they get secondary and third explosions, which means they're hitting ammunition dumps or something that are inside these caves. Or booby traps or whatever. And these Taliban guys, whatever they did, whatever we did, the Russians wish they'd done. Whatever we did, the Russians wish they'd had the brains to do. Because we didn't get down there and fight mano a mano with these guys. We didn't start sending trucks through passes where they could get hit with rifle fire and Stinger missiles and this kind of crap. We just bombed the living hell out of them to the point where these guys went staggering out of there with their pants down around their ankles, willing to, they were surrendering to cactuses. They were walking up to, like, just a rock and surrendering. They didn't know what they were surrendering to. They were like, they're surrendering to a tree. There's, you know, those Joshua tree cactuses with the things over here? They just walked up and surrendered to them. That's how stunned and how messed up they were from the relentless bombing, from the relentless ordnance that was dropped upon them. And these guys thought it was going to be another Soviet Union. They thought it was going to be another walk in the park like the Ruskies, where they ran them out of town on a rail because those guys were so stupid they went down mano a mano with them. What we did is we did what we always do. We flew them big B-52s with the big daisy cutters and the thermonuclear this. And, you know, we had it all going on. Little napalm, nothing wrong with that. On the right people. Vietnam, we overdid it. Napalm, Afghanistan's ready-made for it. It's a beautiful device for a place like Afghanistan. All of that great stuff. And the next thing you know, they come walking out of there. You know, they're throwing their clothes off. They're looking around. They don't know who they are or what they are. They're named Charlie. They're smoking cigars with a freaking Groucho Marx wig on. And you got to admit, it feels pretty damn good. Does for me. I love it. I love it. Now, the next thing that's happening is they got a bunch of them surrounded in that Kunduz, whatever the hell that is, some toilet up in North Afghanistan, and they've given them 3 days. And if you don't come out, well, guess what? Now, I think they shouldn't go in. I think what they got to do is starve them out. If you go in and you start doing the heroic fighting bullcrap, you make these guys martyrs to Allah or whoever it is they think they worship. You don't want to do that. You just surround the town. You stop the food from coming in. You cut off the water. You sit there. You have yourself an ice cream cone. Bring in some sandwiches for the boys. Turn on the Cubs game. And you wait for these guys to come walking out of there looking for tap water, anything. Anybody with a graham cracker, cream cheese, anything. These guys will be starving. That's how you do that. Now, this Northern Alliance, I don't know what these guys, you can't control them. They do whatever they want to do. You guys mind not going into Kabul? Yeah, screw you. They were in there in 48 hours. They didn't care. You think those guys have been out there on the road fighting this thing for 5 years? We're going to tell them what to do? But if they were smart, that's what they'd do. Because they don't want to lose any guys. They don't have to. They just surround a thing, let them sit there, let them rot. Send out for some pizza and just wait it out. Here's a great question. Do you think Thanksgiving this year will feel like a normal Thanksgiving, or do you think it will feel different as a result of September the 11th? 52% said Thanksgiving will feel normal. 46% said Thanksgiving will feel different. If, for instance, you're sitting around a Thanksgiving, generally it's a normal Thanksgiving. If someone, after, say, I don't know, 6-7 glasses of wine, goes, I'd like everyone to know here that I love you all and that I'm gay. Oh, Ed, really? Yes, I am. Oh, wow, you know, and the family applaud. So you'll know it's a normal Thanksgiving if your brother or sister says they're a dyke or a queer. Okay. And by the way, I'm queer. All right. Well, I knew something had to break this year. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.